You don't tell me what to do. But I did it anyway. Just gonna look. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
Jeff.
I'm Dave.
Where the hell did you come from?
I was in the trunk for the last, like, I don't know how many weeks.
That was that smell?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rude.
We've recorded all of these podcasts back to back since Dave's been gone over the course of 6 hours with him just locked in the trunk, folks.
Man, I couldn't even breathe. It's terrible. I had to smell my own farts and everything.
Don't worry, it permeated to the front. We were smelling your own farts too.
Yeah, we have to throw this car away now.
I got the blowtorch ready for it later.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very well, very well.
That's good.
I just got done celebrating National Report Medicare Fraud Day.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Report Medicare Fraud Day.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Big celebration.
Entertain and inform. That's what we do here.
Yep.
Report Medicare Fraud. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, have you seen any Medicare form?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I don't know. Apparently,
Swedish.
I'm drunk.
Jeff.
I'm hearing you burn. I'm hearing you bork, bork, bork. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am a big proponent of Medicare fraud. You know how they say you have to stand for something?
Yeah,
that's me.
That's your one?
That's me.
That's your thing?
I'm not so concerned with, you know, equal rights or the environment or, you know, any of that. But Medicare fraud, that's really where I draw the line.
Okay.
So, yes, this is a big day for me.
All right. Well, we salute you in your moral fortitude.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, so I know that you are right now.
iPhone day!
Yeah, you're like a bull right behind the...
Ugh.
Waiting for somebody to just let you loose. But I have a quick shout out before, because I haven't gotten to talk to Dave in a while. And
all right, I want to point out, though, this is more talking about somebody who's not me than I'm comfortable with, but go ahead.
I know. Listen... believe me, you're gonna have your fill of yourself.
That's true.
In a moment. So Dave brought me a growler from Dark City Brewing Company.
I forgot about that.
And it was absolutely delicious.
Mm.
This was the summer.
Yes.
What was it? What was the name of the beer?
I don't remember.
I believe it was summertime.
Yes.
It was their summer ale, and it was outstanding. Had a little bit, almost not sour, but a little bit of a bite to it.
Yep.
But like a very good beer. Refreshing beer, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like,
you got to give props to Lisa, because that was her choice to get you.
Okay.
Because you gave me the props of two.
So then I give props to hashtag Lisa and hashtag DCBC. Because the beer was absolutely outstanding.
Hashtagging Lisa is not going to narrow it down for anybody, by the way. Just so you
it's
know.
It's called Summerfield, by the way.
Summerfield. You're right. Sorry. Summerfield. Good work, Dark City, by the way.
Yeah.
Now here's a real quick question. Dave, was that the one that you said, hey, I have a thing for Jeff, I'll drop it off at your house, and then I waited for you to text
That's
me,
the thing.
And then you
yep.
never... Did. All
right,
cool.
That's
yep.
the thing.
Decided to just go
Thanks
right to
you.
Jeff.
I liked it so much
you
that
piece of
next,
shit.
Time you, next time you go,
yeah.
I want to try that other...
The
cream ale.
The cream ale.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to try it because I bet you it's outstanding.
I'm sure it is.
So what do you think? Have we tortured him enough?
I think
Can
so.
We talk about iPhones?
There's only one other way to torture him, and I'm not going to do it. So go on.
Please don't fart in my car.
This is his day. This is his day.
This is my Christmas.
It is.
This is my Super Bowl, guys.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it's your Super Bowl with your favorite team going to it.
It's more than just the
Super Bowl.
And there were several times where my nipples were so hard they were going to pop right off.
Now,
it was intense. Got real scary.
Like painful, like when people put those suction cups on there? Like that?
I told you that in confidence, but yes.
I was asking.
Are you, oh, you I mean, like, I've never done that.
I left you the window to deny, you simpleton. All right. So.
Yeah.
With no further ado.
Thank God.
Wait, a little bit of.
Oh, God almighty! Is he really doing this right now?
Yeah, I have to.
What?
I'm going to also kind of propose a challenge.
You're going to propose to your girlfriend? That's no, great. Congratulations, Lisa.
You. A challenge to you.
Yeah.
I watched, you know, the happenings, and I'm not sold.
All right, Dave, we'll get there, so, all right?
Wow.
Calm yourself. Calm yourself. We'll get there.
I thought he was going to talk about the iWatch. I didn't know that he said I watched. I was going to be like, dude, it's the Apple Watch. Ed's going to lose his mind. So
no. This is going to be the episode where it's me recorded strangling you slowly to death with my smartwatch bend.
With the mic wire.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The floor is yours, my friend.
So, Dave, you watched it, right?
I did, in its entirety.
Okay, and Jeff, you just followed along?
I read along with it.
And then having a family and
yep.
stuff, which really limits your time.
I was screaming at 8-year-old football players.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dave, you remember I just want to start with something that really made me vomit.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple retail section.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, you had Angela Andright, I think is how you say her last name. I could be wrong. I don't
Introduce
care.
Hold on
just
a second.
Angela,
before you get
the
there,
way.
What is the event called?
I was just calling it the iPhone event.
Yeah, okay.
There was no title.
Because, you know, like they have the WWDC.
Yeah, yeah, that's the actual event. This is more like a press conference-y sort of
right,
thing.
Right, okay.
They gave an update on Apple's retail stores, which they're now... Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We've all worked retail. Right, so we have that keen retail bullshit sense
oh, yeah.
where you hear something, you're just like, oh, that's just that. No,
yeah.
stop. So if you heard them say that they were going to start calling their stores town squares, Jeff, what would you say to that?
I would say that that is their excuse to not lower the price on anything and to make you wait 6.5 hours to get the simplest fucking question answered and to make you think that it's all a real cool, hip, new idea.
Yeah. All right. Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I was just throwing up from the synergy and vis-a-vis and I don't know, buzzword bingo of it all. Dave, what was your reaction?
I had the throw up taste in my mouth.
Okay.
That's really all I remember of it. It was an awful, awful experience for me.
Yeah. It was a dark time. It's a dark time. It's perfect. Thank you, buddy. So, we're not going to go in the order of the keynote. You know why? They mixed it up terribly, and I didn't like it. So we're going to switch over to, you know, the Apple TV.
All right, wait.
Yeah.
I have a challenge for you.
Oh, go ahead.
So you think you can do a better order of the keynote than the keynote was?
Absolutely.
So as you go through, let me know what the original order was, and I'm going to tell you which one I think was better.
Okay.
Maybe at the end you should do that.
Dude, this is a big date. This is like a...
All right.
It's full of challenge. You got to sell
now,
him.
Now, here's the thing. I'm switching it up because I think the order for how much time we're going to spend on things, I'm doing it in increasing
yes.
time increments.
Ah, you're not doing it in excitement value.
No.
Gotcha. Never mind.
Okay.
Challenge rescinded.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I didn't
really,
have it.
You really weaseled yourself out of that one.
Well, it doesn't... The order really doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't really tie anything together
okay.
so much. As a matter of fact, this may be a better order because it does. The last two do tie together. It's the watch and the phone.
Hold on. You're already giving away too much.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Because I almost said
Spoilers.
Something that would have spoiled it all. Go for it.
Was it about my nipples again?
No. There's no way to spoil your nipples.
Aw, you guy. All right. So, new Apple TV.
I'm excited.
You know, it's 4K.
I do.
You know, it's got HDR.
Yes.
You know, that demo looked dope as hell on my 1080p TV.
I have a 4K TV, so I'm excited.
I have a 4K TV, too. I wasn't watching it on that because the Apple TV only outputs at 1080p.
At 1080p.
So they're sitting there like, hey, watch this great Spider-Man clip in 4K HDR, baby. And I'm just like, yeah? All right, cool.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. You really planned that one out.
Well, I'm excited because I have the third generation Apple TV, which has a pretty shitty Wi-Fi connection.
Mm.
And I wanted to upgrade to the fourth generation one, and I waited and I waited, and it's gone on so long that now I get, is this the fifth generation? Or was did I miss one?
I think this is the fifth generation in regard to the smaller boxes. Yeah, I think okay. We're fifth.
So I waited, and now I get one with 4K and HDR and a Siri remote.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the Siri remote, by the way.
The fourth generation doesn't have that, I believe.
It does.
Oh, it does.
It does. Yeah, okay. It just what's that word? Stinks.
Okay.
I hate it cuz all right, so this remote, it's a rectangle that if you're fondling it in the dark, is very hard to figure out which way is up. And so half the time I'll be like, oh, where's the pause button? And then my TV will explode, sending shrapnel everywhere. It's very painful.
Yeah, you keep running. That's why you can't get a 4. That's why you can't watch it on all 4K TVs.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
All right, so.
But they did change the Siri remote. They did make one significant change for this new 4K.
I missed that.
No, it wasn't announced in the keynote.
Oh,
this is after keynote work.
Oh,
they outlined the word the menu button in white.
Ooh,
which will do nothing when you're holding it in the dark. But hey,
and they didn't redesign it at all, so you still can't tell which.
Yeah.
Why not throw a little backlight in there?
That would be great. Dave, why don't you go run Apple real quick? Go kick Johnny Ive in the nuts and say, "Hey, dipshit!"
Even if you do something. Even if you're not going to put backlighting in it, put something. Put some
like
fucking
texture.
Put some fucking braille on that shit.
Yeah.
So we know which way to turn it, you know?
Give me a little
or
something.
Don't make it completely symmetrical.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean the old remote, the real one, that one's very easy because all the buttons are up at the top.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I don't get why the remote is that big. No need for it. No need for all that extra remote. Just make it that little button up at the top. That's all you need.
That's true.
The rest remote doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Although it'd be weird to hold.
It would be.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It'd be cool.
But
I'd figure it out.
If they made it square, we'd be back to the same problem we're having.
That's true. Yeah.
There's just no way around it. So
the part of this that excited me the most.
About Apple TV or about the Siri remote?
About Apple TV.
Okay.
They're also upgrading everyone's content from HD to 4K if you bought it through iTunes.
Yes.
Which means, or got digital copies in iTunes.
Ooh.
I'm getting a whole bunch of upgrades.
That's cool.
What up, girl? I'm very excited.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I was texting somebody and they were like, what do I care? And I was like, you're stupid. I hate you.
Where does it save? Oh, here we go.
Go ahead.
Where does it save to if you have those digital copies?
It stays in iTunes cloud thing, which is why one has to ask oneself, why are there two sizes? Why are we 32 gigs and 64 gigs?
Why are there two sizes?
I have no idea. I think it's because Apple is being dicks.
So
big old floppy dicks.
All it is, so I know what there. It's 180 and 200.
It right? is 180 and 200.
So
you are correct.
Is the only difference between the two of them the 32 for the 64?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So save yourself the $20.
Right.
Don't be a me when the fourth gen came out. I was like, I need the 64 gig. I'll fill it up. Nothing saves on there.
I feel like they're doing that just so that people will go, whoa, it's only $20 for double the storage. Let me buy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know I'm going to end up with the 64 because the 32 is going to be sold out and I'm not going to wait.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm just going to be like, fuck it, I'll just get the 64.
Samesies. But still.
You can't download apps to that.
You can download games.
Mm-hmm.
They upped the file store. I mean, originally when it came out, you could only store 2 gigs of data per game, which was needless because everything was, all the assets were...
Yeah.
Cloud-based, so who gives
a
shit?
Well, I was just thinking, like, I have... You know, when you get, like, the Disney digital copies
I
or,
do, which is my favorite thing in the world.
But when you get those, you download those onto your iPad, they take up a lot of space.
Yes.
They take up a ton of space.
But that's not how... The Apple TV just streams it directly.
Right.
It doesn't
so
download
that's what
it.
I was asking.
It does some caching, but nothing that's
so there is,
stored.
I was hoping that through that we would discover... why you needed the bigger size. Just, there's nothing.
No.
That's it.
No, much like when you're dating
a man's nipples.
Much like when you're dating Dave, you're gonna you'd be just fine with the small thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be happy with it if you're dating Dave.
That's true.
I'm very excited about the Apple TV.
Me too.
I love the Apple TV.
I do too.
I'm getting to the point where I'm gonna start pulling the trigger on getting rid of cable stuff.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more useless. And what I read, which is of zero interest to you.
Yes, what you're about to say is
my
true.
Man in the back's gonna like this. I hear there is a very big focus on like live sports.
Yes,
there is. It's all through the Watch ESPN app and okay. stuff like that. Very much similar to that. You're still gonna be looking at subscriptions if you want to watch things out of market.
You okay.
know, like,
yes.
If you know, say like NBA and sure. stuff like that, you're still looking at subscriptions. But
sure,
whatever's on ESPN, you can watch.
Real quick interlude: Wiener Dogs.
Yep, there's a Wiener Dog.
There's two Wiener Dogs.
Two Wiener Dogs outside.
I mean, this doesn't really do anything for anybody listening.
I like that they keep running around the pylon. So let me set this up, bro.
Please do.
There's a man walking two wiener dogs on one of those retractable leashes.
Yeah.
And they're literally tying this dummy in a knot. They are running around the pole. They're running around his legs. He's watching this guy try to do it. Undo these two little dogs is crazy.
He's now looking directly
now
at us.
Now he's watching us, watching him.
It's fun. I enjoy it. So Dave, did you have anything to add for Apple TV?
No, you summed it up pretty well.
I wish we could get a screensaver of those wiener dogs in 4K. That'd be amazing.
I wish I could watch that guy tame these two fierce beasts for another hour. It was unbelievable. So, next.
Got some Apple Watch.
Oh, I am...
Possibly my favorite update of the day.
My heart's a flutter.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely
now.
My favorite update of the day.
My heart's a flutter right now. I am very excited about this Apple Watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm super excited about this. I have to figure out what to do with my other one now.
Well, it's a Series 2, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be in a bit of luck, I'd imagine, because you could probably throw that on eBay because they killed the Series 2 and kept the Series 1.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a weird move.
Real weird, right? Like, that's not how numbering works. that's not very good.
No.
I guess because of the technology in it, they could keep it at a much more significant
price. Yeah, I kind of think it was the waterproofing. Because if you had the waterproofing of the Series 2 versus the waterproofing of the Series 3, which is the same, would be harder to upsell.
Right.
Yes. Series 1 doesn't have waterproofing.
That makes sense.
I think in an effort to just sell more watches, they discontinued the Series 2 and made the Series 3 without the new bell and whistle, which is just the fucking Series 2.
Yeah.
Or very
well,
close.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like the processor's faster.
Yeah,
and
when you get super nerdy, it's a little different.
Yeah, but like
but
for
on
the most
major
part,
bullet points, it's the same.
Yeah.
So the aforementioned bell and whistle. I'm trying so hard not to
cellular.
I wish I didn't
cellular.
Read about any of this. I feel like I'm going to accidentally ruin everything for you.
It's all right, Jeff. You couldn't possibly ruin everything for me.
I could.
Dave absolutely can because he's a garbage person.
Dave ruins everything.
Yeah. I'm great at ruining things.
You are.
You really are.
You're the anti-Dave at ruining things.
Yeah. Because
you're the regular Dave at keeping things great, which means you ruin it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really complex.
Inception type of shit right there. All right. So
mind blown.
Let's go back. Please repeat it because I think it got washed away in the din of our conversation.
The new Apple Watch.
Yes.
Has cellular built into it.
I am so excited awesome. About that.
It makes me so happy.
So
I can't wait to see the first person yelling at their wrist.
Oh my god, it's going to be awful. All these speakerphone talking assholes walking around doing the Dick Tracy emphasis on Dick as they're walking around.
I'll tell you
Honey!
Why. I'll tell you why it won't be awful.
Why?
Because we'll be
laughing
part of
at
it.
Them.
I'm sorry.
We'll
do you
be those people.
Do you think I'm going to actually use it for phone calls?
We'll be those people.
There are three people on this planet that call me.
I know. I'm going to be talking to you on the watch.
That's fine. I'll talk to you on the phone.
You'll talk on the watch. You know you'll do it.
Damn it, you're
right. The most exciting
you
part
know
of the
you'll
are.
Do it.
40 million
you
songs
know
on
you're
your
gonna,
wrist.
You know yeah. you're going to go out. You know you're going to go out and leave your phone at home yeah. on purpose one time.
Yeah.
You're not going right. to go far, but you are going to go out.
Yeah. And I'm yeah, the whole 40 million songs on your wrist, real nice callback to the 1,000 songs in your pocket of the original iPod.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sexy. Gave me the tingles.
Yeah.
I had the original iPod.
I had the third gen, and I found it in the back of a cab.
That's nice. Pretty sweet.
And nobody ever registered it, so I couldn't get it back to them.
Yeah. Sucks for them.
Yeah.
I had the very first one that had a click wheel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5 gigabytes.
Ooh, jiggly bits.
And it had a FireWire connection.
Yep. My dad got, as a present from one of the people that he did business with, an iPod, and I was super jealous until I had to point out to him that I was the only one that had a computer with a FireWire port, so he's going to have to share. If you wanted.
Hey.
Wow.
If you wanted to be able to load that thing up with songs.
That's
sucker.
True. That's true. You can either have half an iPod or a whole brick.
Yep. It was good.
So, Apple Watch. Get into the specs for me, because then I have a question that I believe I've asked before, but it begs repeating. So,
well, spec-wise, it doesn't really give you itself much in the way of like actual specs. They say it's 2 times faster
okay.
processor, which does allow Siri to now talk to you on the watch.
Ugh.
As opposed to, well, if it's the new voice from iOS 11, it's pretty good.
Okay, I haven't heard that yet.
I've been using it forever.
iOS
it's pretty good.
Are you going to talk about iOS 11 at some point?
At some point, yeah.
Okay, so then I won't ask now. Well, I like that. On the crown dial there, it's now a red dot.
Yeah, that's only on the cellular ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
All right. So
how
if
about
we don't
throwing
have...
the antenna for the cellular into the screen?
The glass,
that was
yeah.
pretty cool.
Oh, they said so, that, and I just went nuts because I'm a dork.
I thought that was very cool.
Thank you. See, that makes me feel better. Dave, what did you think about it?
What? The screen?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave's a real engaged. We finally bring him back and he's like, oh, I'm going to really pay attention.
Hey, finish what that sentence was, because it sounded like you just said that Dave is a real gay.
I was saying engaged.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Which I hear you are.
I am.
Congratulations,
yeah, very
Dave.
Very engaged, yeah.
Yep.
Right. No, I thought that was really cool. I kind of nerded out with you on that one.
All right, good.
Yeah, I
dug that big time.
Yeah. I thought they were going to say something stupid, like
so
there's a line in the, you know, the exterior.
I thought it was
going
to be like, here, you need to buy all new bands because the antenna's in the band.
Yeah.
And then I would have just...
Oh, my God.
I would have found that stupid Kevin guy who does all the WatchOS demos, and I would have bludgeoned him.
Stupid Kevin.
With my Series Zero. Go
now
on.
There are three, aside from the models, within the Series 3, there are three different trim levels, if you will.
Yes.
There is, or case styles, certainly.
Yeah.
You have the aluminum case,
mm-hmm.
which with cellular, I believe, starts at $400.
Yes.
You have the stainless steel case, which, depending on the band, starts probably somewhere in the $600
yep.
range. Then you have the ceramic case, which start, I think...
At a grand.
Is it a grand or is it $1,100?
I don't remember if it's changed this year.
Okay.
I know last year was a grand.
Okay, so what is the difference? Obviously, I get the difference between aluminum and stainless steel. Stainless steel is going to be more durable.
Also has different glass.
Okay.
The stainless steel has Ion X glass, and the aluminum... Nope, reverse that. Aluminum has the Ion X glass. Stainless steel has sapphire.
Okay.
So that's harder to scratch.
How much harder?
Significantly.
Okay, because I scratched mine a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot harder to scratch.
Okay.
Then the ceramic is just ceramic with sapphire. It kind of feels cool. Like, literally, it's cool to have on your hand.
Yeah.
But other than that, outside of just having,
I would imagine wank, it's slightly wank points, heavier.
It really wasn't.
No?
No.
So, is the ceramic more durable than the stainless steel?
Yes.
Okay. Still not worth double the price.
No!
Okay.
No, and you know if anybody was going to go and spend that money,
that's why I asked.
It would be me.
That's why I asked.
I'm going to actually go with the Sport this time around.
The Nike one?
No. No, no, no. Just the, that's the, aluminum. I got the stainless steel the first time. And was kind of like, why did I spend that extra money?
So wait, which one are you going with?
I'm going to do the lower end one.
The aluminum?
Yeah.
Okay. But not, but the Nike one is the aluminum. You're just not going to go with that band. No. You're going to go with just the straight up black band or whatever.
Probably but the black
soft,
band. Because that's
the soft silicone
band.
Yeah,
that's the one that I don't have yet.
Okay.
I have a lot of bands. And then I'll have my, you know, original recipe to be my fancy watch. And
what color are you going to go with?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to move the midnight blue one that I'm wearing now to whatever.
No, not band. What color?
Oh, silver.
Okay. What do you have now?
Silver.
All of them are silver?
Yeah.
I have a black one now.
I also have a silver phone.
I dig.
I have a silver MacBook. I have a silver iPad.
I have a gold phone and a gold iPad, which I'm a little upset about as we get onto the big unveiling.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm excited about the watch.
I will have some potentially good news for you on that.
Do you not think that it's worth it to go with the stainless steel with the sapphire glass?
I don't know. My problem is the original. I've had the same Apple Watch as the Apple Watch was unveiled. And I got to be honest with you, I wasn't so sold on it. It's just kind of become a habit for me to wear it because I do like getting the notifications. But I haven't really found a use for it in a day-by-day sort of deal.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure that spending the extra money when I can spend it on something else makes sense. But that said, if I get the Sport and then with the cellular, it's got all these, you know, new whiz-bang things that I start doing with it, then yeah, I'd return it and upgrade.
Okay.
But you've got the Series 2, so you already have like the waterproofing and all the improvements.
Right. But I did get the aluminum. And
you scratch the screen.
A little bit.
That's disappointing.
So now I have that protective, like a protective face on it. I hate that.
Me too.
So anyway. All right. So do you have anything else for the Apple Watch?
Let me take a look at the old notes. By the way, I want everybody to know I did way more preparation for this than I've done for anything else in my life.
Ever.
Yeah. No. No, I got nothing.
Okay.
Dave, do you have anything?
I mean, this is the first Apple Watch that I'm actually interested in maybe thinking about buying.
Wow, real committal.
Yeah.
we should all just take
that
a trip.
That was a huge upgrade from the last...
Yeah, from the last time where Dave was like, meh.
And you know what?
Big limp dick on Apple Watch.
I know what you said about that you wear Dave, it like, don't, out of
you
the
don't
habit.
You don't have any big dick, limp or otherwise, to give for anything.
To my actual...
All right, just checking.
Come on. I'm smarter than that.
Well.
Barely.
Yeah.
So, I understand what you were saying about there's nothing, there was no real reason for you to get it. But
correct.
You know,
the other thing was, I don't wear watches.
Oh, see,
I don't wear watches. So, like, no. I'm just
this
starting.
Is the first one?
Yeah. Like, I'm just starting to come around on the idea of actually wearing a watch.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, I am. And then they put the enhancements, so I was like, okay, maybe thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's a good thing to think about.
Yeah.
I am absolutely getting this one. This one will be infinitely more useful to me.
Yeah.
Than mm-hmm. for there's a lot of times where I can't carry my phone or I'm not going to have my phone on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to have that and still be able to have the communication, ooh-wee, that is key.
That
so
is
I will,
a very nice...
I am signing up 100% for this.
Yeah. You and me both.
I am all in on the Apple TV, on the HomePod, and on the watch.
I'm 50-50 on the HomePod.
Why?
I don't know what I'd do with it.
Yeah. I would use it a lot.
Yeah.
I would use it quite a bit.
Nah.
The one thing I don't like about my Bluetooth speakers is that I have to. It has to take up whatever my. It's playing whatever my phone is playing.
Right.
The HomePod eliminates that, which I love.
That's true. So should we get to the meat and potatoes of this?
I guess so.
All right. So, Dave?
Yes, sir?
I believe you have a thing for me. Here.
Yes. Challenge. Sell me on why I need to spend a life savings on a new phone. Because
first of all, if $1,000 is your life savings, we should get you to a financial planner.
You have a lot more fucking problems.
No, but like over a grand on a phone just seems ridiculous.
Are you ready, Dave?
Compared to what I have now.
Not compare it to what you have now, because you have the 6 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You're getting a new phone.
Correct.
Dave. You're getting the 8. You're not getting the 10. The Why? 10 for 99% of humanity is completely pointless.
I wish they called it the X instead of
yeah,
the
me too.
Yeah, that's
too.
Stupid.
Although my guess, and it's a complete guess, and it's probably going to end up being wrong, is that they're just going to start going with numbers and not number S and then number S. Because after the 7 came out and it was the 6S and the 6 in the exact upgraded internals, calling it the 7 was just, it should have been like the 6SS. The 6s? Yeah.
Yeah, but the Plus had some pretty significant upgrades. Like the camera.
It had some upgrades, but it didn't have, but the S's always had upgrades.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Dave, no. I'm telling you right now, you should not get the iPhone 10. That's right, I killed him. He thought I was going to tell him that he had to get it.
No.
Didn't you, Dave?
Now I'm even less sold, but go on.
No, you see, here's the thing. Here's the thing we're going to talk about real quick. Now, first of all, I'm getting the 10, because I'm that guy. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm getting the 10.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even open for discussion.
Yeah. I don't think I would even think about getting the 8, though.
There's one thing that I don't like about the 10.
Go ahead.
There's one thing for me, too.
Lay it on me.
I don't like if I am watching a video.
Yep, the interrupted screen with
That the video will wrap around the notch at the top.
I hate that. My biggest
gripe.
Not
a fan of that.
That's my biggest gripe.
I'd need to see I can't imagine that it's going to warp around the top of the phone.
They show it to you.
Did they?
Yeah, in the keynote.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, in the keynote. They show it to you. Like a split second, you see it.
I must have been making a dick joke at the time.
It was awful. It was really disappointing in that one.
That's a questionable decision.
Yeah.
I will admit that. Here's the thing. The internals between the 8 and the 10
mm-hmm.
are the same damn thing.
Correct.
It's the same processor.
Correct.
Okay. It's the same. You still got the wireless charging.
Yep.
On both of them.
Which, by the way, as a principle, I think is the dumbest thing in the world. But go on.
Because it still involves a wire?
One, because I still have to go to a specific spot in my house and place my phone there in order for it to charge. Like, right now, the technology is not there, I guess, to charge in a space.
And what's actually worse? Right?
Like, no, you don't want electricity just flying through the air.
No,
today.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, relax, Tesla.
I think wireless charging right now is
to be fair, they didn't coin the term wireless charging. They probably would have done, like, inductive charging or something like that.
Probably.
But
they have to use the term wireless.
But what shocked the crap out of me... So they were using the same wireless charging standard that all the other phones use,
yep.
and not some proprietary Apple bullshit.
Yeah.
That made me crap my pants just a little.
Does that mean you can use any wireless charger?
Any, however you pronounce the
G or
G? Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's the first time I'd ever heard it pronounced, and I was like, oh, I should look at that before we record a podcast, and then I forgot.
Nice.
So yeah, the wireless charging didn't excite me in any way because I wasn't excited about it with the Androids that have it, and I'm not going to change that for the iPhone.
I like it because the next car that I'm getting has a wireless charger.
Ooh, girl!
Fancy.
I can just drop the phone on that
and
charge. Mm. What I don't like about the wireless charging is that if I want to pick it up and use the phone while it's... I can't use it while it's charging.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
That is very annoying.
Anyway.
So, when they were talking about USB-C, I was right. Low those many months ago, they all support quick charge. So, if you have the USB-C to Lightning that you can use with your iPad Pro, you can charge up 50% in 30 minutes.
That's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I was right. I just wanted to point out.
Cool.
that I was right.
A USB-C to Lightning cable now won't do anything for your current phone.
No. Won't do shit.
It'll charge your iPad Pro quick as shit, though.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, here's the thing. I kind of feel like you, of all people, I feel like need to hold a phone and do stuff with it.
Maybe.
Like, get, you can't conceptualize.
I can.
You need to touch it. You need to feel it. Like you did with my boobs that time.
I was just going to say, I'm like sure you do with go balls.
Into the 10 next. There's a joke I'll in there somewhere. That.
What?
I'm going to wait on the 10 stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should do the 10.
So,
like, the facial recognition I find kind of ridiculous also.
Well, you're fun.
I don't want to have to go like this to get my phone unlocked. Put my phone in front of my face.
You're not supposed to. It's okay. So the whole thing was that it has where you don't have to. You have to have your eyes looking at it, but you don't have to like, look at my face.
I don't know.
Oh, like.
Like that's what I feel raise, like. I feel like there's gonna be a bunch of people like
every
this.
Time
like,
I want to unlock.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it looks,
yeah. That no, that's annoying. That's not how okay, that's supposed not to how work. No.
Okay. And that's how it's no. supposed to work.
That's
okay.
why it's supposed to. You're supposed to sit there and like wiggle your
show
head around.
Your double chin at him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have your chin waddle. Just go right at it.
I hope that somebody hacks those iPhones and records all the people making their facial recognition. And puts it out there to embarrass them. That'd be horrible. I'd rather somebody find my fucking internet search history yeah. than that. All right, yeah. So
I do have a question about that.
About are they your internet search history?
No. About the facial recognition. Are they going to allow two faces to be recognized?
I don't know. And because that's the part that annoys that. Me. Because I do not like the idea of... Because I have other people that can unlock my phone in case of, like,
same.
I die.
Same.
I don't like the idea of that they have to pry my eyes open yeah. and put me on a heating pad so that my body starts having heat again.
I mean, they also have the code thing still in there. I saw that.
Yeah,
they,
but
they didn't do that.
Who wants to type in my passcode? I don't use a PIN. I use like a full alphanumeric passcode. Yeah, nobody wants to remember that.
No.
No.
I barely want to remember that, and it's my phone.
That's true.
I like when people take a label maker and put their passcode on the back of the phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, that's a dumb idea. Just don't lock the phone.
I would legitimately kill that person.
All right.
Face.
So, let's get into it.
Yeah. Do we skip over the 8? We might as well, because all the internals are the same, so who gives a shit?
The internals are the same as the internals are the same as the
10.
The form factor of it, the externals, if you will, it's going to look very similar to, say, the 7 and the 8, to the 7 and the 6. It still has the bezel, it's got a better screen, it's got, the
Are we talking about the 7 or the 8? Or the 10 or the 8?
The 8.
The 8, yes.
The 8 is going to look very similar to the 6 and the 7.
It's slightly taller by 0.01 inches.
Okay.
And slightly deeper by 0.01 inches. And slightly heavier by a bunch. It's 7.13 as opposed to 6.63 ounces of the 7 for the 7
Plus. Is that
plus.
Because of the glass back?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. They went back. They went back to the
yeah. That kind
iPhone
of excites
4
me.
And 5's glass
very
back.
Happy about that.
Yeah, that was the best.
Which hopefully means that it won't come fucking flying out of my hand every time I take the case off.
That would be nice
for 13 seconds.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great if phones didn't just run away from you like.
But it is very
run away from Dave.
What is the glass? Is it sapphire glass or is it just regular?
They did not specify. It's supposed to be very strong glass, but they don't say.
What's the strongest? Is Gorilla stronger than Sapphire?
No, Sapphire is strongest, but Sapphire is also hard to get in that mass quantity and keep the price down.
Gotcha. Okay, so we can skip. If you currently have a 6 and you really like the 6 and you just want to go with an upgrade.
You should get the
8. The 8 is for you.
Yep.
It does have much better cameras, though.
Nope.
I thought it has much better cameras than
better than the 6.
Better than the 6. The megapixels are the same. They have better processing because of the higher-end chip.
Actually, this is the first Apple-made graphics chip, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's in the X. That's not in the...
Oh, that's not in the 8?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was.
Nope. That's only in the X.
Okay.
That turned into a whole... The company that used it to make their graphics chips is, like, closing now. Because they have no other business model. It's pretty funny.
That sucks.
Yeah, well, I'm not employed by them, so I don't care.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cold-hearted.
I'm a monster.
Savage.
I'm a sociopath. What can I say?
All right, so... Nothing else about... So the cameras are not better than the 7?
The processing of the images with the chip that's inside is better.
Okay.
The actual camera itself is not.
And we're just talking better. About the 8 there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought it was.
Okay. The Plus can do the portrait lighting.
Which is cool.
Which is pretty dope. Where you take the picture and then it could later on...
Yeah.
Do lighting effects.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I am, and by the way, I am talking about the Plus. I care not for folks that get a regular sized phone. They mean nothing. We are only addressing people that would get the Plus.
All right, that's fine. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, that's the main difference between the camera, in the 7 Plus versus the 8 Plus, because they have the same. Aperture, same megapixels. Yep. It's all just the processing.
Okay. So then we need not waste more time on an evolution of the 7.
Well, I think we need to talk about we need to talk about the 10. And your single biggest problem with the 10.
So what I was going to say was let's discuss the phone that has been dubbed the biggest revolution in iPhone since the
initial iPhone. Let's talk about it. Let's go there.
I will say I'm getting this phone regardless of anything that we talk about right now.
Yeah, no, that's gonna happen for me. Dave should not at all. Dave should get a Kyocera and move on with his day.
I hear Windows phones are very cheap.
If you go to the NYPD, I'm sure they've got a couple that they could just hand you. Because they're giving them all back.
I wanted so bad to be excited about it.
About what?
The 10 or the X, whatever you want
to
call it.
It's the 10. It's not the X.
That's what I wanted.
But. I wanted it to be the X too, but it's the 10. Because just like Microsoft, we're just skipping 9 and going from 8 to 10.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
I wonder if they did that on purpose. No, I know why they did it.
Why do you think they did it?
Because it's in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. It is 10 years, yeah. And I think the next... I think I said, I don't think they're going to do S's anymore. They're just going to do
11.
Just 11, 12. Or just say the year. They did that for a week with the iPads, so you never know.
It's a magical week.
It was a good week. It felt so good, right?
I remember that week.
Right in my soul. And then they messed me up. They ruined me.
All
right.
So
the 10.
The 10.
Oh, and this is the other thing with the 8, too, and the 10. True Tone Display is the nicest thing in the world.
Is that where it senses the ambient light
and changes the tone of white?
I love that.
It's the best thing in the world. It was the entire reason... I took my 12-inch iPad and sold it to get the new 12-inch iPad.
Really?
Yeah. Because it got True Tone, which was absolutely mind-boggling how good it is.
Hmm.
That alone would be worth it, in my mind, to upgrade to the 10, which is like 90% of the reason why I'd do that.
Okay.
And the 8 has it, too. But, you know, I need to get the pretentious...
Yeah,
I need to get the pretentious dick phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I am indeed... a pretentious dick.
You are.
Also, HDR display on the 10. It'd be so pretty, Jeff.
It's got the most dense pixels of any phone.
It's very dense.
Of any Apple.
Yes.
Of any iPhone.
Yeah. 458 pixels per inch. Want to lick it. Of course, you know, you can't tell the difference in pixels after, like, 320. But whatever. Still higher, better, Dave.
Higher is better.
Higher is better.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the same basic size as the smaller phone.
Right.
Which I enjoy, too. Kind of more screen while still keeping a mere 5 inches in my pocket.
Yeah.
Feels good.
2 inches more than you keep in your zipper.
More like 4.5. But whatever, it's fine. Dave's goes back in.
Damn it. God damn it.
Like a rooster.
I was going to say.
And when it comes out, it's like a duck's corkscrew. It's very frightening.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrific.
Mm-hmm. And the 10, the other thing that really makes me excited, both of the camera lenses have optical stabilization.
Yes, that is the one thing.
Yeah.
That's
the camera in the 10 was the is the reason that I want the 10 over the 8.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes me want the 10. Makes me think that getting the 8
I
is
want useless. The facial recognition.
I want facial recognition, too.
It's water resistant, too, right?
Yes. But it's the same water resistance that's in the 6. The 7.
Okay.
Now, here's the question, Dave. Would you be getting the 8 or the 8 Plus?
I'd be getting the 8 Plus, but I'd rather get the 10 than the 8 Plus.
Well, Dave,
because of the camera.
Dave, here's the thing. The 8 Plus, you're going to get the 256 gig, right?
Probably, yeah.
All right, so that's $949, bro.
I know.
So you might as well.
Just jump to the
10. Spend the extra $200.
Exactly. No, I understand that. I'm just not excited about doing it. Is that weird?
If it makes you feel any better, you'll be paying it off monthly anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
It'll only work out to be a few dollars.
It's like $56 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Mm-hmm. $56.72, I think.
For what size?
256.
Yeah.
10. It was $49 for the 64.
Okay.
10. Yeah. And I do like the fact that you can do portrait mode on the front camera now. I don't know why. That just makes you feel good.
Mm. Okay.
This is probably more of an iOS 11 thing, but I also like the gesture of how they worked the multitasking for the 10.
I kind of like it.
I want to see how it works.
The same as the gesture on the iPad for iOS 11.
Okay.
So I feel like that's going to be good for me, but I don't like the fact that now I have to swipe down to get to Control Center.
Yeah, it's a little...
And where the hell are my notifications?
They didn't show that.
Exactly. They did not show that at all. That bugs me.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I supposed to find all this?
If you swipe from different corners, you get different things.
That was not how they showed it, but that could very well be.
I had heard if you swipe from the top right corner...
That was control center.
Okay, and then...
It could very well be, but I don't... As far as I know, they did not go
anything.
Into that.
They didn't go into it at all.
Well, we're just going to have to find out.
Yeah, we're just going to have to go buy these phones.
Once again, none of these things is going to deter me from getting this damn phone.
That's true.
Mm. So it's going to be the same size screen as the Plus.
Correct. Actually, slightly bigger. Because the Plus is 5.5 and this is 5.8.
Sweetness.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's going to be a lot more screen space to be watching porn on Twitter.
Can't wait.
So Ted Cruz is going to love it.
MILF porn.
Yeah.
It's Ted Cruz's thing, guys.
Actually, wasn't it incest porn?
I thought it was incest.
Yeah, it was incest porn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's significantly worse.
Almost makes you not want to joke about it.
Almost makes me think that he wouldn't have been a better candidate than Trump.
Mm.
Almost.
Yeah. Just barely.
Honestly, the people that made the incest porn would have been a better candidate than Trump. But yeah. I digress. Anything else on the new iPhone?
No. I think the major thing is that I don't think most people need to really spend that much money on a phone.
No, they definitely don't.
And,
But if they're going to spend $949 on the 8...
Plus? Yeah, you might as well just jump it up. Unless if you need a phone today. Because you're going to pre-order these on Friday. They're going to be out on the 22nd. And the X, you have to wait till October.
Correct.
To pre-order it. And then November for it to actually get to you.
And March for it to come off back order.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Especially if you order it through T-Mobile. Good luck getting it before the iPhone 11 comes out. It's going to be my life. It's going to be good.
Hey, at least you get shitty cell phone coverage as well. You have that going for you.
I said T-Mobile, not Sprint, Jeff.
I said shitty, not none. Well, how do you feel? Are you excited that it's here?
I do. I'm excited.
You've been jonesing for like a big Apple thing for a while.
Did it live up to the expectation?
I know that the iPad one, I know that the last one where they updated the new line of some of their hardware and stuff was exciting, but not as exciting as this.
It's not. It's a different kind of exciting. The iPad, I knew exactly what I'd end up doing with it.
Right.
The iPhone X, I'm going to get it. I'm a little worried it's going to be like the original Apple Watch. I'm going to be like, why? Why did I do this? Mm. I was happy. I was happy once. I was seven.
Never look back.
Yeah.
But did it live up to your expectation?
What about this? Don't pre-order it. Wait until you see it and get your hands on it for the first time.
That's impossible, dude, for him.
I know.
What are you saying?
He's already got.
Are you speaking in Swahili?
I'm only joking.
I'm getting it. It doesn't matter.
I know. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
We'll all go order it together.
Okay.
And
have to go somewhere?
No.
No.
But we're just gonna hover over Dave as he
thank
does it.
God I don't have to go somewhere.
I probably do.
I guess I have to order. Do I order it through Verizon?
I guess. Or you could do it through Apple and get it faster.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Well, I'm glad you had a good day.
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations.
Welcome back.
Buddy.
I feel like it was a big win for you.
It was. I feel pretty good. Eat a dick, Samsung.
Yeah, they're finished.
No, I wish they were. They're the ones that make the OLEDs for the iPhones.
That's true.
They're fine. They're still making money off of this.
There was a nice comment about that. The guy said, this is the first one good enough to be in an iPhone.
Yeah, that was...
Like, damn, that is a... shots fired right there.
Yeah, it was pretty cold. Pretty cold.
Dave, you have anything to add? No? All right. Well.
See you guys in like 12 weeks.
Thank God.